What's up, Mixed Emotions family? It's your girl, India, and we're here to tell you about the Mixed Emotions Hotline.
It's your boy, Mr. Wavy Willis. If you got questions about family issues, relationship advice, or random thoughts you feel like we can answer for you, you can call or text us. Hey, Dom Arrows, what's the number?
The number is 863-438-1156. Again, that's 863-438-1156. Keep in mind that you could call or text anonymously. If you want your name to be in it, we will play it as it is over the podcast. With that being said, let's get to the show.
I love how you stopped
right when the
countdown stopped. That was good.
Yeah, man. We back, man. It's your boy,
Mr. Wavy Willis. And it's your girl,
India. And it's your boy,
Don Morales, man. We back for another episode of Mixed Emotions, y'all. Episode 160.
And y'all girl back.
Oh, yeah. Hey, y'all see the star back. The star of the show
I'm
is back.
I'm back. Girl. I'm back.
You are a superstar.
Come on, Lupe.
Hey, we're going to get into that. We're going to get into that.
Yes, yeah, for sure.
Man, thank y'all for coming back for another episode. Stop what you're doing. Go ahead and like, comment, subscribe on the YouTube channel. Make sure you share it. As always, we're trying to reach our goal of subscribers on YouTube. We're trying to get a little bit of help in that algorithm, if you will. So go ahead and do that. And then other than that, how was y'all week?
Man, let me tell y'all about these mother... Nah, my week at work was cool. Same old thing. Different day. I think the dude from Chicago, I think he gone. So it is what it is.
Damn.
It is what it is, dog. You know what I'm saying? But about me, you know, doing my thing. You know, my wife and kid, they're away.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Hey,
when the kids and the wife are away, Anthony will play. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like.
You know
what I mean? I woke up, chill, ran a couple errands, and you know, your boy got down on the grill. Let me tell you something about. As you get older as an adult, you realize certain things that your parents don't know. No shade to my parents. What they used to do in their time, in my time, like, I don't use lighter fluid.
Mm-hmm.
I learn and I grow to teach. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? But no, I have the charcoal. I got a chimney starter. Like, I put the charcoal in the chimney starter. Game changer. I had bought this new thing, this new product. Like, it's called the it's like a natural hay. It's hay infused wax with glue or whatnot. Not glue, but just all. It's got built up. It's like a built up what do you call it?
Like adhesive.
Yeah, like that. It's all in there, and it's easy. I just light it up and put that underneath my charcoal chimney starter. 20 minutes, man. Got the charcoal going, put it in the grill, and I close the grill for a little bit for like another 5 minutes. That way, I can heat up the grill parts. What we call them?
The griddle or whatever you want to. I don't know.
I heat up those. I heat that part up. Then I splurged a little bit. Spent a little $22. I got this wooden paddle. Instead of using it, they changing the game on me. I got the wooden paddle. I was scraping it off. It was like, oh, damn, okay. Without having to worry about the metal shavings, what they say. I'm like, oh, okay, let me use this.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, you about to
we
be
really
you
adults out here.
Grill master,
man,
right?
I was scraping.
It's crazy
say,
the stuff that
just,
make you happy now.
It felt really good. I was like, damn, I did this in a minute. Like, damn, you know what I mean? Got... I'm over here, you know what I mean? I had made the homemade hamburgers, had the fries out, had the chicken wings out, I had the pork steaks out. And you know the main course was the ribs, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Oh, wait,
like,
by the way,
Man, I had them in aluminum foil and whatnot, let them be cooking like from the inside. After they got a little broil cooked in that, I took the aluminum foil out, let them cook on there. I'm like, it was like a little slow cook. Then I put the barbecue on that joint.
Okay.
And so after that, I was out there smoking my cigar. I was just like, bruh.
So my plate is frozen.
Oh, yeah, your plate is frozen. Yeah, it's frozen.
All right, bet.
Yep. All right, man, just, if you don't pick the plate up, I'm like, when you pick it up,
I want you to remember. Remember that banana pudding situation. This is the same situation.
Oh,
this is the same.
You are never going to live that down. Hey,
look. After we had this conversation, you were right.
Now I'm right.
Oh, wow.
Now you're right. You know what I mean? Oh, I realized that you just didn't want to share it. So that's what
No.
You're like, hey, I hope this, you playing the Call of Duty. Like, forget.
I'm like, hey, don't forget to grab that banana pudding. You're like, yeah, I'm going to grab
it. Yeah, he would say that when I first walked to the door. Of course. Then we pick up the sticks.
Of course.
He like, you know we about to play Call of Duty. I'm over here like, they kill zombies. Like,
at the same time, you didn't grab it when you left. And then after a while, somebody got to eat it or it's going to go bad. What's going to happen? You know, it's got bananas in it.
Yeah. You just didn't want to share the banana pudding.
No, that's not what happened. It's I literally told you multiple
The crazy
days.
Thing is, this was like 11 years ago, and you finally got a you were right from him. All this time later,
but it's a messed up. You were right because it wasn't that I wanted to eat it. It's not the right. You were right.
You know the banana pudding when mom made it's homemade banana pudding, right? You know what I'm saying? Like he knew he didn't want to share it.
That's not what that was.
You know what I mean?
Because I had the whole time I had enough for me and you at first. You know what I'm saying? So I kept eating, and I'm like, once it got to a certain time, I'm like, damn man, this damn near not gonna be good no more. If you know, it's been
didn't
multiple
even text
days.
Him to say, hey, I'm about to eat your food.
No, it wasn't.
Here's the thing. He's right, but Dom, he's like, hey man, you forgot the banana pudding. I'm like, I'm already in my dorm room. Like, you know, I'm on the 11th floor. I'm like, oh damn,
our dorms are literally 20 steps away from each other. So his dorm is across the street from my dorm. Let's keep it a buck. His dorm is not that far. It's not across campus.
He got to come downstairs. Back in them days, college days, he had to come downstairs and be like, all right, bro, here you go. Because, you know, I couldn't go up there, but he could come down and bring it. You know what I mean?
During the day, you could, though. During the day.
Yeah, you know, classes, you know what I mean? You got to walk across a mile.
You know, like a lot of excuses, bro.
All these excuses.
You know what I mean? You got to walk over there. You got to walk over there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's a lot of excuses is what it sounds like.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, you're right that you ate the banana pudding. It's all good. So, yeah.
Nah. I just keep them ribs for me then. Keep the whole thing. All right,
man. I got you, man.
All
right. Don't worry, man. It'll be more when you come through. You know what I mean? You'll have the frozen one, then you have some fresh ones.
All right, bet.
Yeah, I told Alexis when she like home, probably my next, well, not my next off day. One of my off days, I'll do her the seafood boil on a grill again.
Oh, that came out good. I don't like seafood. I don't really.
I just season everything, put it in the pan. It's just pretty much almost like it's like putting it in the oven, but on the grill.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
I bet it was good though.
Oh yeah, I made it like twice before. She had it before anyway, so yeah, she good.
That's what's up.
Oh, and played a little bit of Ghost of Tsushima. I was getting that in. You know what I'm saying? Like that's the game I got to play. You know what the thing is? I'm like,
it's not the only game you got to play.
What is it?
It's not the only game you got.
Oh yeah, Horizon Forbidden West. I ain't forget. It's still in. Look, it's like I got a collection of books I need to finish reading, and it's like it's in a category. You know what I'm saying? Like it's getting there. I got you.
Take it easy, Dom. Before he bring up your past.
Hey, you talking about Batman?
Oh yeah, thank you. Hey, I beat Spider-Man.
I
beat Spider-Man too.
You know what's crazy? I still ain't beat the Miles Morales. I did beat did I not? Wow, did I not beat? No, I did beat the regular Spider-Man, didn't I?
Yeah, you beat that one.
I didn't beat Batman. Well, Batman, I'm still about to. I got my Xbox 360 still.
It's all right, bro. That case looking at you like it's like the bald head stepchild that you pass by every day. You say hi to your other kids, and you just look at him like
I'm bringing them McDonald's.
Yep, you bringing all three other kids McDonald's except that one kid. He's like,
ew, duh.
Damn.
Oh, it's true. I don't know what happened.
You was on it last episode. Like, we talked about that episode. I mean, that segment. And then everybody got so many different things. It blew up.
Yeah.
Well, what y'all talking about?
The McDonald's thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The McDonald's. Yeah. Everybody had hella opinions on that shit.
Yeah.
A lot of people will surprise me with their opinion, something about they don't give a fuck if that's not their kid. I was like, damn, okay.
And there was a lot of women, got mad at the mom because it's like, so you don't got nothing there that good.
You
better make them homemade McDonald's burgers. Like, shit,
you better do something. You can make burgers better than McDonald's, though.
Right. And
healthier.
Bro, man, even when I was a kid, at first I was like, my mom would cut up the onions and bell peppers in there and season and shit. Like,
oh my God, yes.
Fire. Homemade
onions
fries.
And bell peppers in a burger is fire. I don't care what nobody say. That just made, I'm making burgers tonight. Thank you. Thank you. You just did something for me. I'm doing it tonight.
I'm just saying, bro, like, I'd be thankful. Like, when you ask, I don't know. And you could get more when it's homemade. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but now what I was saying earlier, you were right. You hit the banana. So what I was saying earlier.
Oh, okay.
I was like, damn.
Here we go.
What I was saying earlier, though, you know how you try to stay up, bro? I was like, yeah, I'm about to turn up tonight. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, my God.
Bro, my ass, like, I'm looking at I started playing the game around, like, 12 o'clock. I'm putting it work.
Yeah.
When I tell you 3 o'clock, 3 o'clock hit, I was like, damn, okay, I did about 2 hours. I think I should be good. I just gave up. I was like, went to the room. I'm over here trying to watch Loki. I'm on my cell phone. I'm looking at Loki and I'm like, oh yeah. I'm black.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep. Every time. Nah, that's true.
I have accepted I cannot kick it like I used to. I'm like, you know what? If I miss something, I miss something. I'm going to sleep. Because I used to have FOMO really bad. And I would stay up just so I didn't miss nothing. But now I'm like, fuck it. Y'all tell me in the morning. Good night.
But,
I can't do it.
I feel
cannot.
Like.
Cannot.
But that's how my week was, man. Well, yeah, that's all. I'm good. I still got to do something today. You know what I mean? But, yeah.
That's okay. What's up.
That's How about you, India? What's going on with you?
Man, these last 2 weeks have kicked my ass, y'all. But I'm officially moved to Indianapolis.
All right, let's get it.
Thank God. Shout out to all my friends and my family for helping me move and keeping me sane in the process because U-Haul was on bullshit. But I'm finally moved, and it's a huge relief. I don't know. I don't feel as uneasy as I thought I would about moving to a new place. I don't know if it's because I know people in the new place, but I don't feel as, you know, worried as I thought I would. So, so that's good. My new job is a little overwhelming because I'm dealing with, you know, medication and all kinds of procedures you got to do and stuff like that. But I think I'm going to like it. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's going
once you find your rhythm and groove, just take your time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Hey.
Yeah.
Just take your time. Don't have nobody. We need it now. Hey, bitch, hold on.
You going to get it when you get it.
Especially this with is not medications. The
thing to mess up. Not yeah.
Right.
Hell yeah.
Not the thing to mess up. And
yeah.
I'm already doing like the stuff that I was concerned about doing, like cutting medication. I did that. I already busted a bag of solution all over myself. So that was fun. They were like, oh, it happens. And I said, so I'm not going to die because I don't know what's in here. I don't know what this is. They were like, oh, just put it in the sink. So I guess it was fine. But
okay,
yeah, I like it so far. My coworkers, they're okay. I'm older than most of them, at least. And then there's one that I already don't trust her. Of I don't course. Like her. Mm-hmm. And I don't want her around me. I don't want her putting my name in shit. Mm. I need her to stay away from me.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
it's
yeah.
crazy because it was the second day. Like, I don't know. Like, I could just tell by the way she looked and the way she blew a whole situation out of proportion. And then she was like, India, right? Right? You were standing there. That's how she said it, didn't she? And I said, I don't remember.
Yeah, don't you dare.
You ain't about to get me. No, we ain't starting that shit.
No, ma'am.
45 years old. She is 45 years old.
It's always the just, old motherfuckers that be in there acting silly. Ain't got
I'm
no
telling
life.
You.
That's what it is, bro. They need drama and they need something going on. I'm like, bro, just be happy you got a job. You're going to work. You don't need. Yeah. Like, this person think they on the TV show like Young and the Restless or what's it, General Hospital. So you telling me?
I'm telling you. And every time like I turn said. Around a corner, you talk about somebody. Every time I said, I can't do it. And then one time she was like, I said, oh, I'm going to go to the box picker and see if any medication needs pulled. And she was like, no, you go ahead and sit down. I'll do it. And I said, hell no. I'm about to sit down so you can tell the supervisors I ain't doing nothing. Exactly. I'll go get the medication my damn self. Well, I ain't stupid.
I'm cool. Thank you.
Yeah,
I got it. I'm going to go do that. No, you can sit down.
Yep.
I'm going to go do that.
It'd be like, no, it just helped the time go past faster for me.
Yeah.
That's all. Mm-hmm. That's the best excuse to keep niggas
that
off
is.
Your back. Like, no,
that's a great
it's just
going
to help the time go past faster for me. Mm-hmm. And then keep it moving.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yep. But everything's going good. I'm excited
you got it.
To finally be out of the dirty E. And I'm glad
I'm
the
dirty E.
That's yeah. right, the dirty E.
Yeah. And it truly is dirty. Dom, how was your week?
Damn. shots and pass the mic.
I'm telling you.
I'm a little bit on the same thing, Mr. Wavy on. You know, I'm out here bachelor lifestyle right now. It's just
yes,
me in
sir.
The crib, you know. So, you know, I'm leaving the lights on. You know how I do it.
Hey.
I turn that porch light on, leave it on. I turn them kitchen lights on, I leave them on.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I go to the restroom, I don't turn that light off. I turn
all right.
It on, keep it on. And, you know, if I'm not in the room, guess what? I don't care. I'm going to turn that light on anyway.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody ain't saying nothing. You know what I'm
yes,
saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm a bachelor out here in my house doing my own thing. You know what I'm saying? Conserve what electricity?
Right.
You feel me?
What?
I ain't got to have nobody hounding me.
What?
You know what I'm saying? So,
she's gonna kill your ass. She's gonna kill you.
Hey, I'm out here, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing it. I'm living it up. So
my god.
But other than that, you know, I just been work has been work. I you know what? It's so funny about work. It's some stuff that's going on and it's just like a lot is coming out and a lot is like happening. And I'm starting to get to this place where I'm just kind of like laughing at everything. Like, I'm just like, that's funny. And I'm just like leaving it. Cause like, I ain't gonna lie to you. Not saying I don't care, but it just be like, all right, that's funny. Like, even when it got something to do with me now, I'm just like, oh, so this is what we're doing? All right, bet. And then people like, I'm sure like the people higher up are like taking it a certain way, like, oh, you don't care. It's true. But at the same time, it's like a like, man, I did what I did, and it is what it is. Like, it wasn't like I ain't do nothing like crazy bad or nothing but, like that. It was just like I had to make a decision on the spot, and I made a decision. You know what I'm saying? So
right,
and it didn't go over how people want. I'm like, man, it was the best decision I think, and that's what I did. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It is what it is. But another thing about work though is that. So I'm real at work, you know, I'm very quiet. I don't really say much to people, like, mm-hmm. except for, you know, the people that come talk to me that force themselves on me.
Mm.
And those is usually the people I end up getting cool. Cause I like, if you're not talking to me, I'm not talking to you. You know right. what I'm saying? I'm not yeah. going. And so I speak when spoken to. But with that attitude, since like people kind of like, weirdly trust me, like, oh, he ain't gonna say nothing. So they just say stuff around me, like I'll be walking past and hear something, and I'm like, and just keep moving, like,
because they know you mind your damn business.
Yeah, because I mind my business. Yeah. But I'll be hearing so much stuff, like people I'll be hearing about relationships at work, people mm-hmm. having sex, people doing the wildest stuff. I'm like, damn, I'll be hearing the craziest stuff. And then, like, people are like, dang, how did you know that? And I'm like, oh, I just heard it in passing. Like,
yeah.
I was like, oh, I know that. I thought that was, and then everybody was like, oh, wait, when you find out? I was like, I was just walking around. Somebody said it.
Yeah. Like, because y'all talk too damn much.
Yeah, y'all talk so much. But I never, like, actually, like, tell nobody business. Or, like, I always act surprised when somebody tell me, unless mm-hmm. it's, like, something that, it's small, like I'll ask a problem, like, oh, dang, for real? But I'll be knowing already.
Right.
People like, I don't know if you know, but blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, what? Oh, man, that's crazy.
Oh, like, yeah.
I was like, yeah. Bitch, that's old news. I knew that 2 months ago. But I'll be on that all the time at work. But work has been, actually, it hasn't been terrible. It's just been like, okay. That's my attitude lately. It's just like, all right. You know, that's what you want to do. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
I do got this one. I can't say that. Never mind. All right. Moving on. life outside of work has been great, though.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing, we still working on the project. Like Mr. Wavy said, I've been doing the whole, I'm about to stay up late. Ooh, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm about to get it in.
Right.
Bruh. What's so crazy is, I think I realized this, when my wife at home, I want to play the game a little bit more.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And I could play the game all night. When she not at home, the house feels so boring. It'd be like,
oh.
So I'm like, damn, man, I'll be playing the game for like 30 minutes. I'm like, damn, well, I guess I'll go watch some TV.
Mm-hmm.
I start watching TV and then I'm KO'd. I'm done.
The TV's
yeah, that's so weird, but it's so true. Yeah, it's yeah. like if your other person is not in another room, it's different. You know, not it in the house different. At all.
Yeah. yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can play the game maybe if I'm playing with people, mm-hmm. that's different. But if I'm just playing by myself, I'm like, let's go watch TV. But yeah. I played the game for like their series, like 30 minutes the other day. And that's a very short game session. I played for like 30 minutes, and I was like, I don't hear nobody moving around upstairs. I'm just here. I was like, well, let's go watch Stranger Things. KO. I'm just not, I don't know what it is about Stranger Things, but I've been going straight to sleep on it. Dang. Like,
I think how the theme is, the setup, like,
yeah.
I can watch, that's like I said, I've been trying to watch Loki, and like, I don't know, it's like the, it's not too bright. It's just right. Certain TV yeah. shows know where to. They got that happy medium where it's like, okay, you can watch this. You may stay up, but you may go to sleep. And that's what's yeah. going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been taking my ass straight to sleep. But I did start, like, I found, like, an interesting part yesterday, and I was like, oh, okay, you got my attention now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. It took a second, but I was like, okay, you got my attention. Let's see what's going on. So it is, it's picking up. I'm on, like, episode 5.
You ever notice you watch some TV shows, and it's like, okay, each episode, it'll have something that's like, okay, this is part of the show. And some of the parts, some of the in the episodes, like, just feel like they're just fillers.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
It's 100%.
Yeah, it's just like, okay, you know, oh, these men, it's, okay, this is the main character. What's going on? Oh, this is going to lead up to this. Okay, this part, or there's somebody just standing in the hallway, you know, that may be walking and talking. Okay, all right. Yeah. They never, like, what was the point of that part? You know what I mean? I don't know. Sometimes. Yeah.
You know what episodes I hate? When they be like, when they go back in time and, like, it be like, and this is, a lot of TV shows do this.
Mm-hmm.
They'll go back in time and be like, this is how I became the person I am. It's like, bitch, I don't give a fuck how you got here. Yeah. This is how you are now. Like, right. We wasting the whole episode
about
how you are.
I get it, though, because sometimes some people be like, all right, man, what's the... But then again, I'm like, I really... It's that's pretty much a filler, too. You know what I mean? That's
it
like,
is.
Who was notorious for that? That was like the TV show Arrow. It was like,
oh,
that was
in the present. God.
And they went back, and it was like present, back. Like, Arrow was notorious for that. And I was like,
Arrow, really? Back. And that's how I fell off the last, like, two seasons. I didn't watch it, because I was just like, God damn, I know. And they always trying to add in some shit that Oliver, that he ain't tell us in the previous season.
Yeah, like,
so it'll be like,
yeah, you don't know.
You don't know. I was on that island, but in between me coming back and
I was
coming
home. I was like, yeah, bitch, you been...
It's like, bitch, you been home. You're lying ass. Right. So much of you was on the island for 3 right. years and shit.
Nigga, you came home like 3 times, huh?
Right.
Nigga, you wasn't really lost. Get your bitch ass out of here.
Oh, my way. This nigga could have had his life back at, like, right. at least 8 separate times, and he just talked about some, yeah, but I was on the island, but then I came back. But then right. I was on the island again, and then I came back, and that's when right. y'all found me. It's like, bitch, no.
So what you telling me is your ass, like you said, you could have been home.
Yeah, well, bro, well, you was not.
Well, stranded. Yeah, get out of here.
Right, talking about some. I was in China too. It's like, bitch, you were never lost. You was
right.
never lost.
You,
okay,
your ass living your life. You was on an extended vacation.
Exactly. Talking about some, I learned how to fight and I was tortured. It's like, right. okay, bro.
Oh, Lord.
That's some bullshit. But, that's been my week, man. Overall, I just been chilling, having a, you know, trying to enjoy my time outside of work. Every time that I take a couple extra days off, I only took like one extra day off, so I'd be out for 4th of July. I always start coming down with something. I don't understand what it is, but it's like, all right, you got some extra days off, bet. Time for
you're
you
gonna
get
need
sick.
Them.
Yep, you're gonna need them.
It's probably just your body, you know, catching up, trying to. You never know, like, when you work so much, you don't think, like, you got so much a rhythm going at work, and he's like, man, I need to really sit down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Your body would do that to you.
That's some bullshit, though.
That is. But it's like, hey, nigga, so you off today, huh?
Yeah. Oh, and then when it's time for me to go to work, I feel great. I'm like, God damn, because I call off of this bitch. Quit playing with me. Like,
nah, you got to work.
That's a damn shame. Like,
nah, we good. Let's get back to it. Like,
right.
On, so that's pretty much it, man. Let's get into these topics. So it wasn't a whole lot going on this week, you know, in the social media world, at least. But one thing that went viral was Usher had a tiny desk. And everybody loved it. Everybody loved it. You know, he got praise his song. He did the Superstar. That was the biggest viral one.
Yeah.
And then, you know, him asking what was Usher doing at 7 o'clock on the dot? shit like that. I can't believe people don't know what the fuck he was doing. It's like, what?
Which is insane.
Yeah, like, I seen a whole video on people not knowing what he was. White
I blame the band, though.
It's white people, though.
Oh,
it's white people. Okay. But hold on. Now, this black woman went around her job and she was asking white and black, and sometimes people were like, who's
Usher? I feel like the black people was getting it right, though, weren't they?
Not in this one I saw. But it was older black people that weren't getting it right, which I think made it worse.
Yeah, because y'all silly ass.
That was around y'all time.
Yeah. And I mean, I just knew it off the... Well, it was in my time. I was a kid, but I still...
Yeah.
Knew that was a popping ass song.
Yeah, that was shit, bro, growing up.
Yeah.
Man.
But... Usher had his tiny desk. What's y'all thoughts? Like, how did y'all feel like the tiny desk? Did y'all see it or did y'all?
What did he say? What's this?
Oh yeah, that watch.
They have been eating that shit up.
He did that seven times, and then everybody was like, "What was that?" He's like, "He was having fun, bro." I don't.
He was.
And it was cool, bro. Shout out to him. He shouted out his brothers. I don't know those artists, but a lot of people know them.
Yeah, Eric Bellinger is one of them. I don't know about the other dude.
Vito.
Who was these people? I was like, I don't know. None of these people.
Eric Bellinger tried to have a little career, but I think he just kind of like write or sing back up for people.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah. They can sing.
Yeah. And that drummer... That was the drummer for him on the thing. He this is a drummer I follow on Instagram. He be getting it in. He cool white dude.
That's what's up.
They all got talent, bro. It was cool, man. Like the vibe was there. He was interacting with it's very, you know what I like? It's intimate more. When it's like a
song
concert.
Yeah.
It's more intimate, you know what I mean? Yeah, you can. It's good. Okay, I can sell out stadiums and theaters and stuff, but it's like when you got a small crowd, bro, I don't know what it, like, you feel it more. You know what I'm saying?
It's personal. Mm-hmm.
It's personal, bro. And that was tight. You know what I'm saying? He did his thing. I got to call Usher out, though. What do you have on his neck? Was it like a goth emo thing we was doing here? Like, I don't know.
I don't know what that was, but it was part of the outfit. You know, everybody had black on, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If your ass come in here without no black, you ain't perform. Yeah.
On my life, because none of them, all they ass had on straight black.
Right.
Yep.
Well, it was Black Music Month.
Oh.
So maybe.
Yeah. Yep. That makes sense.
Facts.
Yeah. Which I didn't even know was the thing. So.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
It was cold, though. I enjoyed every moment of it. Like, I was actually listening to that while I was on the grill throwing it down.
I'm on there, feel that.
Oh my god.
Yeah, well, I had my hands up, like literally I was outside, right? And they right with their hands up. I had my spatula in my hand, my neighbor's next door watching me. I said, what the fuck going on there? And I'm
burning shit. Hell no.
I had my earbuds in. That was in my song, bro. Like, hey. Cause I my next door neighbors, they had like a little crowd. They chilling out and stuff. I'm just doing my own thing. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? I'm in my zone. So
that's what's up.
Oh, that's what I forgot to mention. After I did that, after I listened to Usher, I went back. I was bumping some Trey Songz. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Dom. I was bumping Mario. I even bumped what's my guy named Sean Garrett the Pen.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I was all.
Okay,
that's what's up.
A little bit of R&B session. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Hey, and you don't really be rocking with the R&B like that.
Nah, not really.
You don't.
Really. Yeah. Yeah.
I guess when I'm over on the grill, I was like, yeah.
Hey, R&B get you through the, like, I don't know, like, something that you could sing along with is, I don't know what it is, but I love, like, being able to, because a nigga like me is going to sing. That's one thing about me.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
100%.
I heard you.
I'm going to sing.
I was what's my girl name? Whoopi Goldberg, Sister Act 2, and I was chilling with Dom, and he hit a high note. I was like,
hey, man. Hey.
He does not play when it comes to singing. He said, I don't give a damn who's around. Yeah, I don't care what y'all say. I'm going to sing my song. That's what's up, though.
That's my shit, man. I want to do karaoke really badly, y'all. We should set that up.
Oh, for sure.
We should. There was a place that me and Lexi went to in Indy, but I think they closed down because of COVID. But they had a nice little setup, and you did karaoke outside, so the people that were walking past definitely heard your ass.
I'm okay with that.
They better stop and come listen to me while I sing my little Ari Lennox. You feel me?
Come on.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yes, man. All right. But,
that would be fun.
So, India, how you feel about the Usher Tiny Desk?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was amazing. And I think that it came right at the right time. Like, we were right on the cusp or right after the Versus battle. And then he dropped it like, my microphone is on. I don't sound like shit. I got good breath control.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing this for a long ass time.
I do this.
And I still got it. I still got it. And he's effortless with it. And I think a lot of people, I don't know, they're always trying to say, oh, people should go against this person, people should go against that person. But I think a lot of artists are just one of a kind in their, you know, own lane. So, he did amazing. But I like Mr. Wavy said, I like that it's intimate because he was like talking to the audience.
Yep.
And then did his song and then he would talk to the audience.
Yeah, they was like, sing along.
Oh. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
He said nothing but a word. I said, all right.
Because he knew they knew his shit.
Right. Boy, easily. Come on now.
Like, come on, sing along.
Come on, now. Got it.
The confidence. I love it.
You know, he had sung this. I had taught him this run. Y'all may have heard it. It was in Superstar. He was, is it that?
Okay.
You know, I had taught him that
right.
And
oh my god,
he did it perfectly. You know, what I'm saying? I told you I'm coming down with some, so don't.
No,
you.
That's all right. That's
I'm
okay.
Coming down. I couldn't really execute it as you feel me, but. You know, I had taught him that run and shit when he was recording it. And I say, hey, try this. You know what I'm saying? He does it. And it sounds like, come, you know, it's a smack. You know what I'm saying? It's probably the best song off the album. It's debatable.
And how old were you when Superstar came out?
Man, I was, you know, I'm a young prodigy. I was, shit.
Let's just look up when Confessions came out.
Yeah, I mean, we ain't got to do no research. Let's see.
Let's look it up. For that. Okay, it came out 2004, so I was, how old was I? I was 11.
I was 13. 11. And, or maybe 12, because it depends if it was early in the year.
It was March. Yep. March,
so I was 12, but, you know, at the time, my vocal cords were so developed already.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Right.
You know, I was already out there in the business world.
Okay.
And in the music industry, I say, hit this run for me real quick and see how you like that. And he say,
see how you like that. Yeah,
he say,
that's confident. Yeah,
let me go lay that down. So, you know, don't worry about it. You know, y'all ain't got to do no research. You know what I'm saying? Like
Okay. You said, I noticed that you said that was the second best song on the album. What was the first?
I said it's debatable. I don't know. It switched up for me. It switched up for me. So, Superstar... I don't care. I love Confessions Part 1. I don't care what nobody say. I know everybody be going to Confessions Part 2. I love Confessions Part 1, the regular one. Confessions 2 is as well, because he put that on everything. You know, that's what he said.
Right.
Yeah. He said, put that on everything.
He's like, damn, nigga, I'm calling with your news. I ain't got no reason to lie, nigga. Right. Nigga, you got a baby on the way. Not me. Right. Why I got to put it on everything, nigga? Like, shit, right. You did it. You know, you fucked it. Hell no. Nah. But,
he said he fucked up.
Yeah, you know, you out here unprotected.
Right.
But, overall, one thing I really want to mention about the Tiny Desk that I'm so happy about, G. I'm so happy, is that they went back to the old format. It's back in the library. It's back with people there. Because, like, I know during the pandemic, they was doing a Tiny Desk at people's houses. Like, Rick Ross's was at his crib. Jack Harlow's was somewhere. Like, everybody was doing a Tiny Desk in different places. And it didn't feel the same to me. I'm like, damn, this is just not... the same, so I was not really that interested in those Tiny Desks, but now that they back at the little library or bookstore or whatever it is.
Yeah.
it's got that feeling again. I'm like, yes. So and that it's very small, but to me it really mattered. So I'm really glad they brought that format back. Another thing interesting that came out of this, well, not really came out of this, but during the same week, Chris Brown was talking to
Drink Champs.
Yep, Drink Champs.
Nori and DJ.
Yep. He was talking to them and he was saying the only person he could do a versus with is Usher. And I was like, I think that's a good versus. I want to be clear. Who got more hits is going to be Chris Brown. Mm. But whose hits hit harder, like, for the community that it's going to go for, it may be Usher.
Mm.
Like, the hits like may hit a little
classics?
Bit.
Like, as far as classics?
Yeah, yeah, as far as classics go. Mm. But then again, like, I don't know. Like, Chris Brown got some stuff he could just pull out at any, you know what I'm saying? He could pull up. He got so many hits, he could... And then hits that he sung on other people's songs, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
it's I don't think that verses would be about somebody winning.
No, it's having a good time, really.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's showcasing their talents. That might jumpstart something for them to go on tour together or come out with an album.
Yeah.
Like people like Dom said, like, you take advantage of the verses. You can use that
as momentum. Exactly, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Use that momentum. If you come out, even if you don't necessarily had a hit, but you just, like, you just a smooth operator, you know what I'm saying? You put on a good show, that's going to set you up for Mario put on a good show. Jadakiss put on a good show. Who else came up off of the verses? It was somebody else that had a really good versus. Damn. And it was before the Jadakiss thing.
Was it DMX and Snoop?
People was talking about DMX at the time. I don't think that was it. Because they were saying like he was out of shape, blah, blah, blah. Don't try to act like y'all weren't saying that because he not with us no more. Y'all was definitely saying that.
No, they were definitely saying that,
But even though DMX had some hits, bro. I didn't even realize how many he had. And I was like, damn. What you bitches want from a nigga? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But overall, how do y'all think, like, do y'all think that they would compare well for versus? I think that is the only person that Chris Brown could go against, though. I mean.
Yeah. No, I think they would compare well, and I also think, like you said, with those two, it wouldn't be about competition
because
they're so mature and confident in their work. Chris Brown has said, like, Usher is, you know, somebody he looked up to musically.
Right.
So it wouldn't be no bullshit. They would literally just be, you know.
Dang. Do they have any verses. Songs together?
Yeah, New Flame.
New Flame.
Oh yeah, that's Rick Ross though. I meant just like
this. That's Chris Brown's song.
Oh, is it? I thought that was Rick Ross.
And then song. it features Usher and Rick Ross.
Okay.
All right. That's time that nigga was trying to do the moonwalk.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
It was.
Hey, Usher was down bad for a second though, and this really helped him, this Tiny Does.
Oh yeah, that's what a situation he was going on.
He was down bad for a second because niggas forget that they were saying that he had the herp. You know what I'm saying? The herp and
jerk. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were saying then, that.
He was going to do a lot at that time.
Yeah, then
he gave me her. I'm like, yep, that's why. It'd be fans like you where I'm like, all right, nope.
Hey, let's not forget about Usher Bucks. Come on, now. Let's not forget about the Usher
it was
Bucks,
so funny.
Y'all.
All of a sudden, the stripper that said that and she came out. So I didn't say he getting like...
No,
twist the whole scenario up.
Because Usher Bucks was a real thing. Right. He was out here talking about that. So I'm just saying, this Tiny Does put him on the right path. Put him back in the spotlight. He could come out with an album right now. He should come out with an album.
Oh, yeah.
Right now.
He should. He definitely should.
Yeah. Take that momentum. But, what was he talking about? Chris Brown versus Usher.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Who do y'all think win it?
I don't think. Nope.
You got to choose.
Why got to choose?
You got to choose.
Who says they got to choose?
This is my hypothetical.
This is my
hypothetical.
Damn.
I didn't know this was a hypothetical step here.
No,
okay.
This is, hypothetically, Chris Brown and you know Usher what? Have
who,
a versus.
Who you choosing first?
I feel like we on the high with Usher right now. We on the high because he hit that run that I told y'all about that I did. He hit that. We all impressed about, basically impressed by me, but
yeah, I got that.
But we, you know, we all impressed right now. But Chris Brown, come on, yo, we got shit. We give just said that. New Flame.
Run it.
I actually never really was feeling Run It or Give Me That much. I'll be honest with you. They were smashing.
That's okay.
Though. They were smashing. That's all right. Oh, no. Yeah. Give Me That was cool.
Oh, whoa.
Give Me That was cool. My bad. I meant Run It. I wasn't really, because okay. I was like, damn, you going to cut Yo short for this? No, it wasn't. No. He cut Run. No, Run It had Give Me That in the back of it, right? In the video. It was like, and see if you can run it. And then at the end, it was like,
I don't know.
And they was all, yeah. Doing the
You know what?
Yeah.
Give me, I love Usher. But give me Chris Brown.
Okay. I'm going to go Chris.
I was about to say, all right. You already know I'm going Chris. So.
Damn, you know what? No, I'm going to go Usher. Let me tell you why. You remind me of a girl. Come on, dog. And then we're now we about to smack y'all over the head. After you remind me, bam, it's 7 o'clock on the dot. We in the drop top. Bam, we smacked you over the head with that. Now we got Hey Daddy. Bam, we didn't go bring it up a little bit on time. Hey Daddy. Hey Daddy. Smack you over the head with that one. Now we going back a little bit. We gonna go to what's my Caught Up? You know what I mean? Feeling it? Caught Up.
Oh, bam,
we done got smacked
up
over the head. Yeah. Bam.
You forgot your song. You didn't even say your song.
You don't have to call that.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, yep, we about to bump, bounce in the car with the doom, doom, doom. You know how they was bouncing in the car and shit. Yeah. That's it. Come on, we might, because those hit a little bit like, I don't know. But then, what was that?
I wish I could find that list.
Let It Burn? We might have to smack a nigga over the head. Yeah. If we just doing 20 songs, because Chris Brown can go for at least 40.
But Jesus,
yes. We're doing 20 songs. 20 songs. I don't know. I think Usher may be able to pull it out.
Man, I'm telling you.
Matter of fact,
somebody had a list. Somebody had a list, and it was like back and forth of like each of their songs that would line up that were kind of the same. Like they had Forever and Yeah. Or no, OMG by Usher.
Oh, yeah, OMG. Okay. I don't like that song, but yeah, I feel like hella people did like that song, though. Oh, you know what? I don't like the beginning of the song. I actually do like that song. That's one of the songs, like, if I don't skip it in the beginning, then I'll listen to it.
Yeah, they didn't need to do all the...
Yeah. Oh, my
Will I Am didn't
need
to...
God.
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't need that. You could.
He didn't have to do it.
You got Superstar. Oh, Chris Brown hit you with the Fine China. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
No BS. Ooh, damn. Now we.
Yeah, it was Deuces.
They said No BS versus Nice and Slow.
Oh, Nice and Slow. Oh, yeah, man. Ooh. No, yeah. Nice and Slow still going to smack it. I ain't gonna lie. If I gotta choose Nice and Slow or No BS, damn.
Yeah.
Oh, nine. We can't. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yep. See, when you sing it, it changes.
Yeah. Because I'm doing that in my head and I'm like, okay, yeah. Okay, what about, all right, Take You Down? Oh, damn, Take You Down.
Yeah, Take You Down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, he was helping on that.
No, he not no bitch, though. You're not gonna come at Chris Brown any old type of way. And that's what Chris Brown is Drake. Chris Brown equals Drake to me.
I feel that. Yeah.
You want to hit, go to Chris Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, he...
Yeah, that's what it was. Like, what was it, Chris Brown? He helped out, what was that light skinned dude name? Because Chris Brown is
Kid Ink.
Yeah, he's sad, bro.
He did.
I gave you two back to back. Like, you on your own now.
And
like,
I ain't heard from that nigga since.
And we ain't heard a word. Oh, Love in This Club, though.
Oh, yeah.
That was high school days, too, boy.
Yeah.
I wanna love in this club.
Nah, that was them in eighth grade. Because that was around the same time.
Was it eighth grade?
Because didn't
I was in middle school. Wait.
Lovers and Friends came out around the same time, didn't it?
No, that was in middle school. But I thought Love and Club.
Lovers and Friends.
Yeah. Lovers and Friends. Oh, yeah.
Lil Jon and Ludacris, they had a little run there for a moment.
Yeah, Lovers and Friends. I ain't gonna lie, it's nothing that Chris Brown gonna play that's gonna be Lovers and Friends.
No. I don't.
Come on, man. No. My nigga Lil Jon said, if I pull, don't let me know before I pull it out. I would never ever cross the line.
But we like consent, Lil Jon. That was great.
Right. Oh, my wife, he had the consent in there. He said, let a nigga know before I pull it out. Because, hey, I heard
Usher
that.
Usher said, once you get inside, you can't change your mind. Nigga, damn. I beg to fucking differ.
Yes, you can.
Yes, I can. Actually,
I don't want it anymore.
He a victim of the times, man. Sure? He wasn't out here doing no wild stuff.
Yeah, he wasn't. I know.
It's already in there. You sure you want me to take it out? Okay.
You can't change your mind. You in here now.
Right.
Damn, he got bad girl. Damn, bro. Ooh. I'm looking at this Back to Sleep. Oh, No Air with Jordan Sparks. Speaking of Jordan Sparks, I don't know if y'all seen this video, but she got a fatty. I've been saying that Jordan Sparks is fine been for at a that. Long ass
she
time,
always bro. Had that, but they were calling her fat on American Idol instead of just saying she had curves.
I've been saying Jordan Sparks was fine, but everybody wanna, and now they wanna hop on the Jordan Sparks train.
Yeah,
man, get the fuck out
That's
of here.
That's how it goes. That's I ain't how gonna it lie. Goes.
This is very hard.
Yeah,
that's what I said. Be good, but I like
that's why everybody would be there just for a good ass time because I wouldn't be able to play a damn thing.
My way.
Yeah. I think they put that versus Run It, and I would definitely pick My Way over Run It.
I'm actually gonna go Run It. Actually, oh no, I didn't like Run It. My bad.
Run, you can run me.
But what's gonna be yo? Because I don't know your name, but excuse me, miss.
Didn't they put that against You Remind Me? Because the videos are kind of the same. Fuck.
Now that's
the
a
videos
hard
are kind of the same.
Yeah, because they was dancing at the girl. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I had gave Usher that idea about, you know, chasing her down.
I just didn't know y'all were this tight. I just had no idea.
Now that's how I got in the door, believe it or not. I got in the door by giving him that idea. Okay. And he seen I had knowledge to offer. So when confessions came about, I say, you know,
right,
I
got him.
Okay.
You're right. Okay.
You know, yeah.
Love this for you. Love this for you. I had no idea.
Yeah, I do it. I did all
gotcha.
Of that.
I got you.
So, yeah, that's that. We ain't got to dwell on it. But yeah, I think it would be an interesting let y'all weigh in the comment section or wherever y'all man. Be weighing
you
in.
You know
at.
What? I'm
let
changing
us
my mind
know.
Too. It might be Usher. Because I'm a 90s.
Yeah,
baby,
cause so. Lovers and Friends is a hard beat.
Yeah, it is. And it's classic.
It's a classic. Like I could play Lovers and Friends right now and hella people gonna be singing along right off the bat. But then it's a lot of shit Chris can do. I don't fucking
know. It's a mashup, bro.
Shit, man. It's hard.
Yep. I don't think I'm a... I know that based on... If we're basing it off of who I listen to the most, it's definitely Chris Brown. Because they were both coming out with music in, like, my formative years. My whole life, they were both coming out with music.
You're right.
But I was more geared toward Chris Brown's music. And I don't know if it's because of the age or... What, but I don't know. I felt like he was making music for me at the time when I was young, but Usher's music was, you know, for adults.
Man, my neighbor, bitch
I still
ass.
Listened to it, but oh.
He heard me singing that Superstar, and now he playing it on his loud ass speakers. He think he cool and shit.
Mm. Oh my god!
He gonna drive.
He heard
past
you taking.
Here.
He heard you
he
taking
heard
credit
that
for
rhyme.
That. Yeah.
I mean, it's true though. So I inspired him to what can I say?
Oh my god!
I inspired.
Yeah. So, fuck that nigga though. He be playing his music too loud. I don't like it. and we live in a nice neighborhood too. Like, don't bring that.
Yeah, you do.
Wilding out, doing all that stuff. But all right. Do y'all got anything?
Tell that you're older now, like, don't bring that shit around here.
Don't bring
that shit down here.
I don't mind you playing your music, but he got one of them wild ass house rattling speakers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That be shaking his car and my house. And he lived literally next door. That? My thinking is, why do you gotta do it if you just gonna sit in the driveway, bro? You go drive around.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? Like, don't just do it right next to the crib. I'd be wanting to go outside, like, hey man. I hate to have to beat your ass, but you're going to have to turn it down. No, like, please.
Hey, I hate to have to stop your ass, but you know.
My life. I'm sitting here watching Stranger Things, and then here I hear that WizKid. And he always on some shit late. This nigga played this WizKid song, the Tims and WizKid shit.
Essence.
Yeah, Essence. He played that like 3 times. Gee, I'm like, so he drove, left the crib, drove off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting here, my sister in the driveway, so we still outside or whatever like that. And then he come back and he's still playing this. I'm like, bro, the song don't last that long. So you keep playing.
Maybe 2 or 3 minutes.
It's stroking your body, baby. I'm like, bitch, get out of here. Get your bitch ass out of here. Damn. and then he drove past his crib. He drove past his crib and drove back and still playing it. I was like, get the fuck out of here, dog. You didn't play this song at least 3 times. We get it, dog. You love it. Damn.
Oh my gosh. We are officially at that age where we don't want no extra noise, bro.
Yeah.
And I thought it would come later in life, but I'd be like, if you don't live in this building, get your fucking kids. I'm mad, bro.
Hey.
I thought we had at least 10 more years before we got to this shit.
No.
I ain't gonna lie. And his kids be running through my grass and shit, man. I don't like that, dog. Oh, I didn't think I would ever be that adult. But I'll be like, hey, why the fuck you running through my grass? It's hella sidewalk right here.
Right.
The fuck is you doing? Like, get your kids, dog. Like, they out here rolling around in my grass. I'll be looking out the window like, these bitches. And then, my wife would be right there. I'm like, man, I'm about to go say something. She's like, don't say nothing. They just kids. I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
Right.
I just got my grass cut. Like,
right.
Shit, I got the lines in it right now. You know what I'm saying? Look nice.
It's clean.
And now they messing up the lines in the grass.
Go pull to your grass.
Yeah, go fuck up your shit. Please. And then.
And your tall ass grass.
The only thing I don't be tripping about is they got a little basketball court. So they ball go over the fence sometime and they would come into our yard. I'm like, bro, you ain't even got to ask. Just go to the yard and grab your shit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But that's it. Just grab your shit and leave. Don't be back there doing no foolishness now. Mm-hmm. Silly ass kids.
Looking around.
Foolishness. Yeah, we are 87 years old. I used to talk so much shit about my parents. I was like, man, y'all old as hell. I said, y'all be dragging shit. And now I'm my parents. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
I be looking at my Ring doorbell light when I'm not at home sometimes. I mean, my Ring doorbell camera. And when I'm not at home sometimes, I'm like, now who the fuck is this walking up to the house like this? They walking around the house like that's the third time they didn't walk past. Like that type of I always just own it. Like, hold on now. This mailman lingering a little too long, ain't he? What are you doing? Mm-hmm. Drop the mail and go. Yeah, drop the mail and go. Yeah. But yeah, man. Let's get on into this fucking hypothetical.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's on you, India. Let's get it.
Okay. Well, I came up with this out of thin air. So Let's do it. Okay. Right. So let's say that you guys leave your houses for a week. Okay.
Right.
Y'all go on vacation, you know, have a good time, come back, and you come back to the house and there's some shit that's like out of place, but you've been gone for so long. You can't really remember if you know. You actually left stuff there, so you don't think anything about it. You're like, oh, well, it's nothing. And then for the next few weeks, you start to hear weird shit. Kind of when you're in bed, you're hearing weird stuff. You're seeing that more stuff is out of place around the house, and you don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And then come to find out, there's been a homeless person sleeping in your attic for the past few months. So you catch them one day. You forget to grab your phone. You leave for work. You go down the street. You come back. This nigga's in your house with a big ass sandwich in the kitchen.
On some bruh man shit.
Right. On some bruh man shit. Yes. Okay. So what are you doing in that moment?
I can imagine he got a few bullets in him now.
Bro, I'm gonna keep the door open. Oh yeah, that's real.
Yeah. Huh? He in my crib. What the fuck? I know. He's not even supposed to be there. Right. Like,
I don't know what you capable of. Yeah.
Okay, wait. Okay. So he looks at you and he's like, hey man, I'm sorry about this. I don't have any place to go. I don't have any place to stay. You know, you think you could get me to a shelter. You still gonna shoot him?
Bitch, you done already took shots.
I know. You took the manage while I was away. Get the fuck out of here. Can you get me to a shelter? My ass.
Right. Like, I didn't. Before he even said anything, I done already did the roll and shoot. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you and that bad boy.
On my life. Bitch, don't move. Don't move. I done already did that before he even turned around. I done already rolled on the ground. No matter how slow it is.
Hey. Y'all gas on the rolling.
Hey. I've always imagined doing this. No matter how slow the roll is going to be, I'm still going to try it. I might struggle through the roll and be like, all right, no, don't move. Hold on now.
Hold on.
I'm almost done with the roll. Come on. All right now, bitch.
I'm not about to play with y'all.
Freeze.
Oh my gosh. The fact that you would usually they do the roll and shoot because bullets are coming at them. This nigga got a sandwich and you over here.
Yeah, that's gonna give me enough time. See, he still got a sandwich in his hand. I still got enough time to execute the roll, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, that nigga.
And like, oh shit, I didn't. And how my knees work, I need a little extra time too. So it's like, hold on, man, my knees is acting a fool. Hold on. Just put the sounds down real quick. Hold on. All right, bitch, don't move.
Bitch, don't move.
Yeah. Hell no. But they're serious, though. Like, we passed helping you, bro. You would have been in my crib. We passed
helping. I have helped you. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You went there. So you went to my sanctuary, my peace of mind, where I wanted to be me. And here's the thing: no matter what, like you can feel it. It may when I enter my home, you can feel something is off.
I don't know what it is. Somebody's so there.
Yeah. It feels off. You know what I'm saying? Like somebody's been in here. Oh, he's like, like you're gonna look. I know me personally. I'm about to look in everything. Like I'm not about
my life.
You got me fucked up.
Like, I feel it.
I be at home. I was at home last night. I was like, I do my routine check, bro. Like, I lock the doors. I open up the I look everywhere if I go to sleep. Like, I'm underneath the bed. Like, I'm in that
bed. The bed.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm everywhere. I blame my wife for the podcast, for her No Sleep podcast. I'm everywhere. I'm looking in there. I'm over here. You know my room. I got the closet with the attic. So I'm like, bro.
You be whipping the shower curtains back.
Oh, yeah.
You damn right.
Bitch, I got you.
Oh, yeah. Right. Hey, bro. I'd rather get you first for anything. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah. I feel that.
But no, I'm about to not help beat your ass too badly. That's what I'm about to do. So, like, cause dude, you're not about to. Hey, you think you can take?
Now you won't help. Now you want to ask?
Ask for help after you've been in the attic chilling the whole time.
Right. And first, before I shoot you, I do need to know how you got in here.
Right.
So I can tell my security system.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cause that's bad on my end. How your ass got in?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm gonna smack you with the pistol a few times.
Oh yeah.
Too. I need to do that just because I need to be able to say I pistol whipped somebody in my lifetime.
Bitch!
So after I didn't already shot you, I said, Ma, don't move. I pulled the police on you. I already shot you, and then I tell you don't move. That's how the police do it. And then I turned it around. I said, bitch, what you doing in here? You know what I said? That's what I'm going to do. So that's how you got to get the gosh. Doing. Hey, let me ask y'all a question real quick. What's something that y'all do when y'all walk in y'all house to like, do y'all like, I feel like I'm not the only person that do this. When I walk in my house, I immediately look downstairs just to see if like I kind of like look down there in my head. Like I look down there, but not obviously. Like I'll stand at the door. So as soon as you walk in my house, it's a downstairs house.
Yeah.
And I can see downstairs. So I'll like kind of look down there, just but not act like
Like you're looking for something. Yeah,
like peripheral vision type thing. And then I always do that because I'll be thinking like if somebody is down there one day, I'm going to act like I didn't see him and go straight upstairs and get the weapon and come back.
Damn right.
You know what I'm saying? Be like, all right.
Yeah.
I'm like, huh, everything's good. Like, do y'all do something like weird that y'all like? Like, as soon as you walk in, you look at a certain thing to be like, okay, this don't seem right.
I know I know me personally, you know, I live in an apartment complex. You know, I come in, I still do my take my shoes off at the door, I drop the stuff off. My wife got this habit of sometimes she'll be in the restroom, but she leave the light off. I'm over here like, I think one time I'll grab something and throw something in there just in case.
See if somebody react like, oh.
I don't like this shit, bro. I know he's in the bed. I'm like, hey, baby, I'm home, and I don't hear. She don't say nothing. She want to be funny, so I just like I literally go grab something.
I feel you. Hey, you gotta check. Nope. You gotta check on my life.
Cause she play too much. She trying to keep you on your toes.
Yeah, she does. She does. Hey, once upon a time, we used to do this thing. Like I've been in my house, but those little closet where the water heater at.
Yeah.
I had up in there, right? She be like, I'm on my way home. I used to hide in that bitch. Yep. And she'll be she'll look at, she never looked in there. She'd be looking like, babe, where you at? I'm over trying to laugh. I'm like,
I used to do the same shit. Yep. I know exactly what you mean.
And when she like, hey, he must have left the house or something. Unless he walked around or something. You know, because I told her, I was like, hey, I'm gonna walk around. I got all comfortable. I closed the door. I'm like, yeah, bitch.
Oh my god! I'm definitely be on the same thing.
Cut her ass eating a sandwich, eating chicken eggs, whatever she doing.
Y'all are insane. Hey,
you gotta do it, man. It's fun. The jump scares around the crib. Me and my wife used to do that all the time. We ain't
no.
We ain't did it in a while, and I think it's time for me to, because she started figuring out after a while she was getting so paranoid she was checking behind every door, opening closets.
You traumatized her.
It's been a while, so it's time to get it back in, you know what I'm saying? And I'm finding some creative places. Like I hide in her closet, I would hide in the coat closet. Basically, closets is what I did. That was my game. I'm about to switch it up from the closets now. I'm going to figure something else out.
I'm telling you. I don't have a thing that I do right when I get in my apartment, but I used to run up my stairs and try to hurry up and unlock my door.
I get that.
Like, I would test like myself. Practicing. Like, bitch, if somebody was chasing your ass right now, you'd be fucking dead. Drop the food and go in the house. Like,
did you send us that?
Huh?
I think we talked about it.
Yeah, but I used to trying to time myself? Yeah.
Yes. But see, I thought I was crazy for doing shit like that. And then they came out with a challenge, and I was like, damn. Yeah. I could have been on this. Could have been on it.
You could have started.
But you never know. You never know. Because, like, when I would walk into my apartment building, there was, you know, apartments. You go straight and there's apartments in the back. And then you go upstairs to the other apartments. So I was like, damn, if somebody come in right toward here, while I'm going up the stairs, bitch, you got to be gone. You can't. Yeah. You can't waste no time.
Hey, I'm with that. I'm the king of test yourself. You got to test yourself.
Oh, yeah.
See how long you can breathe with that pillow suffocating you. See it. Check. I'm trying to tell you.
That sounds crazy, but literally, I'm like, okay, if somebody come up from behind me and try to suffocate me with like a chloroform soaked napkin, how long can I hold my breath so I don't breathe that shit in and pass out?
Exactly. And you gotta practice that maneuver where they do it. They like, you know what I'm saying? You gotta practice that. Turn your head. Drunk duck down.
I'm so glad I'm not the only one that does shit like that. I'm now, bitch, if your ass went off this cliff and went into this water, you gotta make sure the door is already open so that you can get out. Just go ahead and unbuckle your seatbelt so you can swim.
I have a plan for everything. I ain't gonna lie to you. If you put that pillow over my head, and this is why I always have a hard time understanding why people don't be surviving that. It's because, like, turn your head.
It has to be so much.
Yeah.
That it's like closing all of this and you can't breathe. Because I can breathe through a pillow.
Exactly. And if you turn your head sideways, it's gonna be a little opening for you to get a little air from the bottom because your neck then created this little small peak. Now you're not breathing as strong as you usually could,
right.
But it's just enough. Hey, I'm telling you, I done tested it because I'd have been like,
oh my god!
Now I'll turn my head a little bit. Now I'm like, bitch, but you have to have
another person do it. You need to have Mel actually try to suffocate you and see.
I need to do, you know what so I'm that's saying? That's what I'm gonna do. That's my next thing.
Yeah.
I gotta get
our ass is gonna be in here playing Hunger Games. Survival of the fucking fittest.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Hell no.
I used to
I'll be testing myself. You gotta do that.
Got to.
Oh man, that was a good one. That was a good one, man.
Yeah. Thanks. That's all I had.
Oh man. All right. Well, let's go ahead and move on from the hypothetical. We are on emotional thought.
Mm-hmm.
So, emotional thought this week. All right. So, I was talking to this woman, and we was talking, and she was like, we were just talking about, like, what she like about this dude that she's talking to. She was like, yeah, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? He doing well for himself. He a good looking guy. And plus he a good driver. And I was like, man, that's kind of weird. Like, I thought it was weird because I never really hear nobody say like that being the criteria for them liking a guy. You know what I'm saying? So she was like, yeah, he a good driver. Like, he was driving real smooth and stuff like that. And I'm like, so it matters to you that he's a good driver? Like, I've never heard anyone say that. And she was like, yeah, like, a lot of women like that. And I'm like, I don't know. I ain't never heard nobody out loud say, well, he a good driver. I can have that. Like, it just don't feel like I didn't know that was a thing, is what it came down to. So I was like, okay, this is a thing. So I ended up tweeting it that day, like, do it matter, ladies, do it matter to y'all if your man is a good driver? Not that he can drive. Like, I understand, like, oh, he got a nice car or he can drive, that stuff. But when it's like, oh, he's actually a good driver, apparently, even the women that retweeted me on Twitter was like, yeah, like, I like when a man can drive good, I can feel comfortable and go to sleep or stuff like that. And I had no clue that this was a thing. So I'm asking y'all, how do y'all feel about this? Do y'all think that it does matter that your significant other is a good driver? Now, I don't think it mean that much for men, but women, how do you feel? So, and y'all, let's see what you think. I want to see what you think.
So, she is absolutely right, and I'm going to tell you why. Okay. I'm going to tell you why. So, it is attractive to me when dudes drive with one hand and their seat's a little leaned back, and they're just kind of effortlessly moving through traffic. I don't know how to explain it to you. I don't know how to explain it to you.
That is so crazy to me, though.
It is so attractive. And then, you know, like they're looking over you. They're looking over at you, talking to you all smooth and shit. I don't know how to explain it to you. Like, you know, y'all remember how we were talking about, like, weird shit that, yeah. that we found was... That's one of those things. Like, they're really? Just moving in traffic. They're using one hand, and they're just smooth.
I ain't
going
to lie to you. I get now, really uncomfortable with people that use two hands.
Now, exactly. Mm. So, if I ever got in a car with a nigga, and he's got, like, his fucking chest to the steering wheel.
Yeah.
And two hands.
Okay,
he's
all
doing
right,
the whole
right.
10 and 2. I would okay. be like... Okay. And his seat's all straight. Mm. I would be like, take me home.
Because he don't look comfortable.
We're going to get okay. in a crash. You
I
do not look
you,
comfortable.
You
don't look okay. like a confident driver. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes you do need to... Sometimes, I guess, if you just want to rest a hand on the steering wheel, that's okay. But if you're like turning like this,
oh man, that would scare the shit out of me.
The one the, you know what I'm saying?
That would scare the shit out of me. I'd be like, oh god.
Yeah, okay. That lets me know you're trying to control the drive too much.
Yeah.
Because I think
okay.
if you have two hands on the steering wheel, you're controlling too much. Mm. But if you're just, you know what I'm saying? And you parallel park with one nigga, I'm telling you, I don't know what it is.
So it became a whole big thing though. Like I was, cause I had never heard this before. Like I understand a man having a car, being able to drive, that's different. But being a good driver, cause I was like, that turns you on. And she was like, yes.
Yeah.
Like you being able to drive smooth and like, she was like, not like crazy fast and furious, like dipping in and out and doing all types of wild stuff. But like,
no, because now you're trying to kill me, nigga.
Yeah.
Now you're a reckless driver and I'm fearing for my life. But I think it's more so the confidence than the skill of it. You know what I'm saying? Like you're confident in driving, which lets me know I'm safe to be in your seat and you're going to get us where we need to be.
Okay.
Safely. And then how he looks while he's doing it.
Look at his fine ass.
Look how he just moved. He moved the steering wheel with one hand. He just,
That's exactly how it is.
I did not know this. This is some new information for me. I'm not going to lie to you. So let's flip the script real quick. Mr. Wavy, do it matter to you if your woman is a good driver?
Yeah. Like, I will say
do
this.
Do it turn you on, though?
Nah.
That's what I mean.
That don't turn me on. But I just like the fact my wife, I let her know she's a great driver. You know what I mean? Like she's very strategic when she's driving. Like, you know me, I'm grandpa, bro. I'm chilling, I'm cruising, I'm not in a rush to get nowhere. Like I'm gonna get there
and
when I
get
there.
That's good. Yeah. That is a good
thing. My wife,
don't be driving crazy.
My wife, when she said we gotta get here, I'm like, I'm to the point like, all right, bro, let's try to leave out of... I'm more like, okay, if I leave out a good, reasonable time, I got enough time to take my time. My wife would be leaving out, like, hurry up, hurry up. I'm like, nigga, we late because of you. Like,
I think you...
Hold on.
I think you froze.
I froze on you?
On Riverside.
Yeah. Oh, my God, Riverside.
He said, nigga, we late because of you.
Right.
Oh, there you go.
Okay,
good.
There you go. Oh. You're good.
Yeah, I was like, cause I'm to this point now, as I get older, I realize, like, okay, my goal is get dressed before her. And just chill.
Yeah.
100%.
Get dressed, chill. I'm watching TV. Because if I had a... It's one thing. Okay. One thing I forgot to put my shoes on. Then she's like, damn, nigga, can you hurry up? I'm like, I don't say no. I just give it a look like...
The nerve of you.
Right. Like, of all people.
I just got to put my shoes on.
Right.
But nah, when we late somewhere, when I tell you, like, my wife, when she get in the car... Yo, like, cause I let her drive my Kia. You know, I let her drive my Kia Soul. My Kia Kia Soul is not a fast car, but she make that bitch go. Like, I don't like, man, I tell her every day, I said, if they need the audition for Fast and Furious, you got the part.
That's hilarious.
You got the motherfucking part. Yeah.
She gonna get that's there.
Funny. I don't say nothing. I just let her drive. You know what I'm saying? And she get that. Like, as long as you give me that peaceful, I'm fine. You know what I'm saying?
So, Let me ask you this. So, Mr. Wave, you already said how what kind of driver you are. India, what kind of driver are you? Like, are you a, you know, you smooth with it? Are you a little nervous in a you know, high pressure situation?
I got two sides. So, if I already know I'm driving with one hand all the way. It's just when I know when it's crunch time, like, I know where, like, people not letting me over. That's when I get it in the zone. Like, I got to have my 10 and 2 on because some drivers, like, I'm trying to get home, I focus more. I thought, like, okay, this one little task, I'm trying to get into this exit or in this lane, and I know they're not about to let me in, so I got to take it. So I got to be, like, you know, ready to go. That's
you
the only
need,
time.
Yeah, you have to.
Because once I get in my lane, I'm fine. You know what I'm saying? But I know.
So you a one laner? Huh? You're going to stay in your lane. Like, let's say you know the lane you need to be in. You're going to stay in that lane the whole time?
I'm in the slow lane. That's my cruising lane. Like, I'm playing my music. I'm in my lane. I can get up. Like, my wife told me before, like, I got in the fast lane before when I'm like, I push 80 to 90 sometimes. Like, I be getting it, but in a slow lane, if I'm not in a rush, I'm literally
in
the slow lane.
Oh, yeah, if I'm not in a hurry, if I'm just cruising and it's late night.
Yeah. I know to stay out of people's way. Like, that's my goal. Like, I drive in one hand all the way there. Even if I'm in the fast lane, I'll be driving in one hand. You know what I'm saying? But I'd rather be in the slow lane than my lane. I just hate the fact that I'm in the slow lane and somebody that's riding my ass. I'm like, this lane, left lane is off.
Get over.
Why do you want me to get over in the left lane and you're clearly in the slow lane?
Right.
What's the difference? Like, I hate that. Like, get your ass to the left lane where you know you're about to take off on me. You know what I'm saying? Like, they speed up, get on my ass, then I'm like, you was already pushing 80 to 90, whatever you pushing. You could have been over in that left lane, and you getting mad at me like, this is the slow lane. What the fuck do you think this is?
Right. No, I'm telling you.
But no, I know my sister taught me that a long time ago. Like, don't be trying to cruise control in the fast lane. Get your ass to the right. So,
on my way. Oh, yeah. For me.
And you still, and I, to this day, like, no matter what, I'm coming home from work in the morning, people driving slow as hell in the fast lane. I'm like, bro, this lane is like 80 to 90. Like, get in the middle or get in the right. Like, get out the
way. Exactly. If you're not comfortable, get your man. Ooh.
Oh, yeah. I already know. Get out the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, for India. Sure. So, what kind of driver are you?
I am always in the fast lane. If there's like three lanes, you know, it's the slow lane, medium fast, fast lane. I'm in the middle or I'm in the fast lane. Mm. Because if I have somewhere to be and people are driving slow, I'm whipping through because I got to go somewhere. I have to go. And sometimes even when I don't, like if you're going turtle speed, get the fuck out of my way.
If you're going to go to speed limit, bitch, get over.
If you should not be in the fast lane if you're not going fast. Oh, I cannot. Like if I'm going 70 and I got to slow down to your 55 and we're in the very last lane.
Oh my God. Ooh,
and then I always have to look at people like I want to see what you look like, bitch.
All the time, I swear on my life, I gotta see
what you look like.
I gotta and see. I gotta know who I'm hating. Yeah, I look dead over at the motherfuckers. I look at them. I'll be like, drive. I'm like, bitch. I'm gonna look dead at you in your face. I want you to see me look at you. And then if we don't make eye contact, I'm gonna look at you the next time. I'm going to make sure I look at you one more time. Like, I see you.
Right.
You slow ass.
I have a problem with the way you're driving. Now, I used to have really bad road rage until I watched that Unhinged movie. Then my ass definitely calmed down. But I'm definitely a confident driver now. And I think moving to a city where I had three lanes instead of one or two, definitely helped. Because when I lived in Terre Haute, I didn't have a car, so I wasn't driving like that.
So I'm the type of driver, I always have somewhere to be, even if I don't have somewhere to be. So get the fuck out of my way. Look, I'm telling you, please get the fuck out of my way. I'm in the fast lane and I want to go fast. I don't want, now look, I don't want to go deathly fast. I'm not the in and out of, you know, I'm not the in and out of traffic guy that's like, oh, I gotta get over. I gotta get over. Because I realize no. we basically just gonna end up in the same spot. It don't matter. Mm. That person that's doing all of that, be like, bro, we're gonna end up at the same. You, oh, you're so cool. You're so cool. You're driving so fast. Look at you. And we at the same light. But I do realize when a motherfucker is driving 60 in a, and we, you driving the speed limit and you in the fast lane. And I'm like, bitch, this ain't it. This ain't where we post. Nope. You not supposed to be here. You supposed to be over there. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I don't like that driver. And I also don't like the driver. All right, I'm already going 80 to 90 and this bitch want to go 100. It's like, come on now. Are you trying to kill people? What you
No, seriously.
Like, you trying to kill people. Like, I'm not trying to go 110 miles an hour. Like, I get it. You got your fast.
It's not necessary.
Little, yeah, you got your little fast Mustang. Like, bitch, I'm going fast.
Mm-hmm.
This is not fast enough. I'm in the lane I'm supposed to be in.
Yep.
I'm going over the speed limit. I'm going 80 to 90. Get off my ass. Cause I'm about to press the brakes on your silly ass, and we both about to be.
I'm
some
telling
trouble.
You, and I judge you people fuck around. Like I will be going over the speed limit, and then when somebody passes me, I'm like, I'm going 75, so I know your ass going at least 95. You need
exactly.
To slow
down. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, come on now, bitch. Like, all right, I get it. You want to, you miss the fast. It ain't no lane for you though. This ain't the line. This is, it's no such thing as a lane for you. They don't make one for 110, unfortunately. You're doing a deathly rate right now. You need to slow down, and I'm going to help you do it. I'm not getting out the way either, and I hope you look at me. Because I got two of these for you. But but that, and I don't really have crazy, like, road rage. I don't have road rage like that. Only thing that really bugs me is if somebody's getting over in front of me and I know you're not about to go as fast as me.
Yeah, they slow down.
Yeah, and I'm like, look, if you're going to get in front of me, cool. But, like, you could see when a car is thinking about getting in front of you, they start leaning a little bit to the left before they put their signal on, or if they even going to put a signal
on. Yeah.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh, let me speed up.
I'm like, don't you dare.
Yeah. I'll speed up a little bit, like, oh, no, bitch, you're not about to get in front of me because you're not going to drive as fast as me. I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to get there right now, too.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Now, sometimes, if I know a nigga is driving a little bit faster than me, I'll be polite. I'm like, let me get over and let this motherfucker get past because you're going to drive as fast as me or you're going to drive faster, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Drove up fast. Like, let me let him get past. I'll get over, get back over. But that's about it, though. Like, I never drive in a slow lane. Ever, ever, ever. My wife does not mind it, though. And boy, does it bother me. I'll be in the passenger seat. I'll be like, I'm like, well, you could just go around them. They're not, you know what I'm saying? They going slower than the speed limit. I'm like, oh, you just, it's a lot of space over here. You could just go around. And I try not to say nothing, but it'd be, tugging at my soul. I'd be like, oh, babe, you could just, you know. Ooh, you want to just get over there right here. We're going to be in this car for a while if you don't get over.
You know, Melanie, she's a very, her and Mr. Wavy are so much alike. They're very calm drivers.
Yeah.
They go with the flow. They're like, oh, there's traffic. It's just going to take us a little longer.
Mm.
But we'll get there. And meanwhile, I'm like, you motherfucker. Nobody knows that you
I already told Dom. I said, yeah, man, if I go anywhere with you, you driving. So I'll be chilling.
Hey. Oh, man.
I already know the routine. I was like, oh, you driving too.
I'll be sitting there in the passenger seat, and I'm like, damn, you don't see this other lane moving way faster? Like, it's really like only traffic right here. Like, let's just get around them. Like,
yeah.
I understand you want to be in this lane, cool, but like this lane is moving way fast, and you just see a hella cars go past you. You're like, damn, they all the way up there now. Like, we could have been us.
That's the perfect balance, though. You need the driver who's a little antsy, like, if y'all don't get out of my way, and then you need the one that's like, hey, it's cool, we're gonna get there. We're safe. At least we're safe. I'm like, I like to be safe at my destination, but
we're gonna get there safe too. I'm gonna get you there safe too. I'm not whipping through. I'm not Fast and Furious. I'm not that guy. I promise you. I'm not Vin Diesel. I'm just trying to get there swiftly. Yeah, you know?
And I know that my road rage got better because when I'm in the car with Mel and I'm driving and I'll be like, whew, okay. Y'all acting like y'all don't know how to drive today. And she's like, you're doing really good, Indy. And I'm like, thanks, because I used to be cussing people out. And she'd be like, I had no idea it was this bad.
Yeah, hey, man. It take that sometimes because motherfuckers got to know. They got to know that they bad drivers sometimes, and you got to be the one to let them know. Mm-hmm. So, I ain't got no crazy road rage. Like, mine's is pretty much over once I done got past you. Mm-hmm. But, like, sometimes I'm like, bitch, drive, damn.
Yeah.
And they can't see me, so it's just like, all right, and I keep moving.
Now they don't even know I'm mad.
Right, they just drive. They just smile and laugh. Oh, and I cannot stand if I drive past you and I see you on your goddamn phone. And that's why I was
mad.
Oh my god, that make me so mad. And like, or if I see your car fucked up and you moving real wild, I'm like, and that's why your car fucked up. Look at that's why you.
Oh, all the time. Yeah. That's why your shit look like that.
Yeah, that's why your shit look like that. Uh-huh. Oh, see how you drive. Straight up.
Oh my gosh.
But
yep.
Moral of the story. Women care more about men. It turns some women on. I don't want to say all women because I don't know, but apparently it's a thing. Like if you drive nice or you have a good driving skills, it's a turn on to women. I had no clue. No clue.
Neither. So you posted it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so interesting. let's move on. This could be a short topic, but what's a movie? Oh, I didn't mean to do that. What's a movie that or a TV show? No, let's go with movie.
Mm-hmm.
A movie that you love it, and nobody really talk about it.
Movie that I love, nobody talk about. Because majority, I don't know, like, the movies that I like, a lot of people, well, yeah, I'm pretty sure the movies that I like, they got a following. It's a movie that I can watch every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It could be like a comfort movie.
Y'all already know what mine is. I ain't gonna even waste no time with it. Y'all already know.
I know what yours is.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Mr. Wavy, you need some time?
I can go first.
I can go if you want me to. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, my movie, it's called Spanglish. It's got Adam Sandler in it. It's basically a movie about how he falls in love with the family nanny.
Oh, yeah. That is a good movie.
I love that movie. And a lot of people be giving Adam Sandler slack, but, and I don't know why, because he's one of my favorite actors, but I'm telling you, that is my shit. I could watch it any time of day. I could watch it on repeat. I love that movie. It's just a good movie. I do not hear people talk about that movie except for Mel.
That's crazy. That's how I seen it. Is because I didn't even know that movie existed. Because that was a kind of serious role for him too. Like
it was really like the first serious role I've ever seen him in.
And you know what's crazy is I thought the first serious role he was in was Uncut Diamonds.
Okay, gems.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Spanglish, yep. That's how I heard it, because my wife, yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's not a bad movie either. It was not a bad movie at all. Mm-hmm. Y'all know mine is Drumline.
We know.
Drumline, let me come on, man.
Wait, you don't hear people talking about it a lot?
People don't talk about Drumline. They don't get Nick Cannon his respect. They don't give my nigga Nick Cannon his respect on that movie, man. You know what I'm saying? And what's crazy is it's not crazy. I got to stop saying what's crazy a lot. I notice I be saying that a lot because it's not crazy. but, oh, dang, I was about to say it again. But I was in my group chat. And I was in a group chat with a few of my friends. And they was somebody had said something from Drumline. And I got so excited. I was like, oh. It's my time to shine.
Yeah.
I was like, yes.
I'm built for this.
Yeah. I forgot what he said. He had said something from Drumline or something like, I think he was like, I don't know. And then I said a line and then we kept going. I was like, ooh, yeah, come on. Like, I just love that movie so much.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know every word. Yeah, like, I know every word to that movie. Like, I know all of the drum patterns. I know everything. Like, that is one of my ultimate, like, favorite movies. I used to literally watch it every day I came home from school. Mm. Every day. So, that's my movie.
All right, so me, growing up, no matter what, it's got to be fighting movies, like Chinese movies. But the movie that, like, solidified it for me, I think people talk about it, I don't think they do, but with Kurt Russell, Big Trouble in Little China.
I actually didn't hear about that movie until I was an adult.
That's just my shit, bro. Like, I seen it, I seen it at, I was very young. I seen, like, towards the end. I was like, oh, my God, what is this? Sword fighting. You know, they had the wind. Dude, they had, like, electrical powers. I'm like, oh, that's Raiden. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm over here, like, I see dudes fighting in the air with the swords. I'm like, yo, this is crazy. You got a wise cracking up. You know, white guy, Kurt Russell, like, he act like he doing something. He not really doing nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Big Trouble in Little China, bro. Like, that's just my go-to movie. Like, I literally bought that movie on DVD. Well, Blu-ray.
Oh, that's DVD.
And, like, I already know. And I already know people already know about Back to the Future. And, you know, I can go all day with it with Indiana Jones. Yo, no question. But Big Trouble in Little China.
I never finished one Indiana Jones movie.
Really?
Never finished. I've started multiple and never finished any.
Bro, shout out to Harrison Ford. I remember growing up, like, USA had this thing, like, Saturday night movies or whatever. And Indiana Jones was my shit, bro. I was that black kid that's, oh, what's going on, adventure? Like, bro, stuff like that.
And that's okay.
What's out here? You know what I'm saying? Fine. Like, I'm over here.
Nigga, that's just the same old stop sign that's been here
Hey, everything was new to me. I'm like, what's this? Let's go over here. You know what I'm saying? But nah, Big Trouble in Little China, for sure. Like,
that's my
go-to. Like, literally, if I didn't watch Loki, I was going to pop that in the PlayStation and just go to sleep.
I feel that.
It's comfort. You're like, all right.
And that's how you know it's a comfort movie. You can go to sleep on it.
Yeah. Yep.
As you've seen so many times, you wake up, you're like, oh, God, I remember this part. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
but,
yes, sir.
Yeah, that's my movie, bro. Big Trouble in Little China.
Okay. Well, y'all get in the comment section. Y'all let us know what y'all comfort movie or what's a movie that y'all like or love that people don't talk about a lot. I think these are all good movies, I feel like. Y'all, if y'all haven't seen them, y'all should check them out. I don't know if I think I did see Big Trouble in Little China, or maybe I didn't see all of it.
I haven't seen Spanglish, so I gotta watch that.
Spanglish is decent, though. Yeah, it is decent.
It's on Hulu.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. And got my Drumline DVD. Where is it? It's in here. But yeah, I still got my little DVD, you know. Shout out to Mr. Wavy. He got it for me. You know what I'm saying? But let's move on. We got a review segment, man. Let's go ahead and get into this review. So the first review we're going to do is the movie The Kingsman. This is a prequel to the Kingsman series. So the difference in title is that this one is The King. All right, so the first one is called The Kingsman, but The Kingsman is one word. Kingsman is one word. But this movie is called The Kingsman, and it's two words, so Kingsman. So if you get lost in trying to find it, I was running into that issue. all right, so this is the one that came out in 2021, 2 hours and 11 minutes long. This is a prequel, like I said. So in the early years of the 20th century, the Kingsman Agency is formed to stand against a cabal plotting a war to wipe out millions. So you got Ralph Fiennes as Orlando Oxford. He's the main character. You got Gemma Arterton, is Polly. Harrison Dickinson is Conrad Oxford. Okay. That's a name. Jamon Wonsu.
Hey, yo. That's the name right here. All right.
Yeah, okay. he got me with that one. He play Shola. So that's enough of the main characters. But that basically it's a prequel to The Kingsman, how it got started, how the agency got started. So immediate thoughts on the movie itself is that you do get that action in there. You get the action, you get the fighting. That's what the movies are good for, the action fighting. And it's driving the story a little bit of like how they became what they are currently. What I did like about this movie is that they sold something in the previews that wasn't really the bulk of the movie. Because the bad guy that they sold in the prequels wasn't the main guy. And I was like, thank God. Because I'm like, damn, they putting a lot in the previews. Like, fuck. But it turned out to be a very short period of time in the movie. Like, it did have the action from him. But and even on the cover, like, dude is on the cover and everything. Mm-hmm. But he not the main guy, which is...
It's like great. He was a sub villain before the main villain.
Exactly.
Which is good.
Exactly. It was good to see that. I really did enjoy that. I see what they did with Conrad. I don't wanna like spoil it, but yeah, it's something that happens and it's like, oh, okay, so this is like a different, like a little interesting thing that they did that I don't know if they had to do it, but I mean, yeah, I guess. Right. Yeah. It is a little shitty though, because it was like, damn, all of that. And yeah. Just show you can't be too hasty.
That phase as a rebellious, not teen, but as a pre-adult, as I say, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's like bro, I'm telling 18. You, there's nothing out there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
As a father, you trying to break things down to your kids. You don't know. I'm like, bro, I've been where you've been.
I'm trying to tell
like,
you. Yeah.
Then it hits you like, damn, he was right. Yeah, you could have.
But it hit you at the worst time possible because he like, God damn, I'm in a situation. So.
Mm-hmm. Damn, bro, stay your ass home.
Yeah, but he was getting it in though. You know, he got it in. He did what he had to do.
Oh,
but
for
it's
sure.
Just,
that scene.
Towards
the end, it was.
But you know, overall, I actually thought this was solid. I'm not into prequels, y'all. You know, but, I say that all the time. I don't like prequels, but this wasn't that bad because one, it didn't really show the people that was in the movies. Not like they didn't highlight them a lot, you know what I'm saying? That was in the previous movies. This is kind of, I see where this is going to be like the Kingsman 2, because it's still more to be said about them, the characters that's in this, that's going to lead up to that. But just leave prequels alone still though, like, because you know they're doing like a Game of Thrones prequel shit too.
They are.
They actually doing a Jon Snow one too though. That one I'm gonna watch both.
Oh, prequel or
No, this is just prolonged. A
like a spinoff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I would like to see that.
But I don't want them to make my nigga Jon, because you know, once you the main character, then you start not liking things about that person. And I with Jon.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I can't don't do that to my nigga Jon, but we're not talking about Game of Thrones, my bad. Overall, it's a solid movie to me. I actually do think it's kind of rewatchable too, not because it's amazing, but because of the action.
Right.
I think most action movies are rewatchable. So, overall, it's a solid movie. The plot moved along. It's not what you see. Everything that you don't see everything in the trailer or previews for it. So, like you know, you can't go into the movie and expect something different than what you're seeing. So.
Okay.
How you feel, Mr. Wavy?
To be honest with you, I thought the intro to me that whole setup, that's what got me. You know what I'm saying? Oh, this is a... Okay, we're coming up strong. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
They hit you with the up shit. You know what I mean? That little scene right there. And then just fast forward, like, you know, what's going on later in his life. You know what I mean? Even a little, you know, the fight scene. And even, like, it was a little scene I cringed at when the him and the Russian, the dead, and he was, like, fixing his leg. And I was like...
Oh, yeah. It was he's like, trust me.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell, nigga? Okay. This ain't just about my leg, is it?
Right,
like,
you got the...
You know, you got some other shit, yeah. But,
no. You sure but even that, that fight scene alone, like, the Russian was putting in work. That's all I know. Cause
oh, yeah, getting it in.
Yeah, it was a little touch and go there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, It was action. A lot of people felt like it wasn't good, but I was like, it's a prequel. Like, you already know what you're getting out of it. Like, it was a love, and you lost things, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just how to overcome. I like how they had that little twist in there with, can I say it? You know, with the guy, the Nazi guy.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, if you haven't seen it, but I was like, because I already knew it was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, you see what's...
Building up, you know what I'm saying?
That's why I think it's going to be a part two to this series.
Hopefully, if they film it, like, you know what I mean? And they should, because, bro, they've been putting out movies that, to be honest with you, wasn't even worth my money. You know what I'm saying? Like,
for sure.
They put it out, you know what I'm saying? But it was like, the action is there, bro. Like, the action is there. Especially, I just feel like even the scene that I thought was more dope to me than anything, like, I like the Russian fight. I like the dead fight scene. But, like, the scene that really, I was like, oh, shit, what's about to happen? The battle on the battlefield with the sun.
That was good, bro.
Like,
that was
my
a
niggas,
good fight scene.
They knew what it was. They was like,
everybody put the guns down. I was like, let's get it in.
We about to do this shit. You feel me? Like, even the scene in there, dude, like, I'm so sorry.
Like, on my life.
You didn't think about my life when you took your shit off. You was like,
I'm not gonna lie, and that's a hard decision you gotta make. A nigga begging for their life, and you like, and you really in control, and it's like, bro, I gotta do this.
Yeah, I gotta finish the job. Like,
because if I don't finish the job, let's say I'm like, okay, you're right, and then you gonna get up and stab me, like,
bro, that scene, so, even like me, Madame said, like, even at the end with Conrad, I was like, I was mad at the dude that did what he did. You know what I'm saying?
Hold
him down, bro. Like, what the? You know
he
what I mean?
Got so hasty right off the back. It was like, damn, nigga, talk. Let's talk.
I wish I was able to just jump to the TV, like, bro, you know what I mean? Like, nah, bro, who you? Like, nah, just chill. You get more information
Only thing I don't really like about these movies sometimes when it's time period pieces like this is that they be trying to act like black people was equal. And it's like... But I understand, like, you ain't got to get into, you know, slavery and all that, but, like, you know, come on.
But,
like, let's be honest, like, it's not... We know, like, you ain't got to deep dive in it. Just, you know, acknowledge. Acknowledge it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so...
But it was good, though.
Yeah, solid movie. Out of 10, I'm gonna go 7.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Yeah. So, check out the movie. It's on HBO Max right now, streaming. Mm-hmm. You can check it out if you have HBO Max, or you can rent it on Apple Apple TV. So.
Yeah, I watched it when it first came out. It was on Hulu and HBO Max at the time.
Hulu. Maybe it's still on Hulu too then.
Maybe.
All right, let's move on, man. Let's get these albums, man. So, look, we skipped over Chris Brown last week because we was like, man, you know, Indy ain't here. Let's give her, I know this is her favorite, you know, singer or R&B artist. Let's get into, you know what I'm saying? Let's get into Chris Brown, man. So, Indy, I'm going to let you lead this one off, man.
Take it.
All right. So, Chris Brown came out with a new album. It's called Breezy. There are 24 songs. The duration of the album is about an hour and 20 minutes. This is short for Chris. Honestly, y'all, I did not like this album as much as I thought I was going to. And it broke my damn heart because I was listening to it and I was like, okay. I think he's probably got one song on here that I think is like a classic. Like, I think it's going to be, you know.
It's back half of the album.
Yep. 100%. It's Warm Embrace. These other songs, he's got quite a few features on here. He's got Tory Lanez, LMA, Bryson Tiller, Her, Wizkid, Lil Wayne, Blue, Lil Baby, Fivio. So he's got quite a few features on here, but I don't know what it was. Like, the album isn't bad. I just felt like, I don't know. I don't know if it was the subject matter. I felt like he was talking about the same shit in every song. Sex, hoes, cars, money. I was really upset, you guys.
Yeah.
I was really upset. Warm Embrace. I love that song. That's probably the song I listen to the most. Dream, Slide, Closure with Her. That wasn't a bad song. I don't know. It's not Heartbreak on a Full Moon. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely not that. It's not even like Fortune or like
Fame or
it's for damn sure not a I guess that is Heartbreak on a Full Moon. Oh damn, man, Heartbreak on a Full Moon had it a lot of Indigo shit. Royalty and is one of my favorites.
I definitely didn't like Indigo as much as I like Heartbreak on a Full Moon, but I definitely like Indigo better than this one.
Royalty I was disappointed too, though.
It is. It definitely is.
That was a super smack. But
yeah,
this is what I'm gonna say about X was a smack. Damn, Chris Brown really got some shit whole time.
He does. Wow. He does.
Cause like I'm going through this discography. X was a smack. Like, Fame, yeah. But I'm gonna be honest, like the album was like, it was just okay. Like, it was just like,
yeah,
it felt like first half of the album, bunch of radio songs.
Yeah.
Second half of the album, we was getting more into like his songs. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it wasn't no features on those. I grew tired of the features in the first half. I was like, God damn, every song, like Jack it's Harlow ridiculous. Disappointed a little bit. He disappointed me a little bit. He could have came harder. I do like Bad Than a Beach with Tory Lanez. I do like that song. I don't like Lil Wayne's voice no more. I don't know what it is. It's too like But he be giving bars though. It's just like he didn't used to sound like that either. Cause I went back to listen to. So whatever happened on social media, Roland came back out. Like, Roland is like, I don't know what it is. Like, off of Sorry for the Wait. Like, I'm Roland. And I was like, damn, I used to really love Sorry for the Wait. So I went back and listened to it. And I was like, damn, he did not used to sound like this, G. Like,
I don't know what it is. I don't know if he's smoking, whatever.
Maybe just getting old. Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah.
But, and he uses vocal cords a lot. I mean, I don't know.
That's not the idea. They're muscles, so you may have to.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would say my favorite songs is Bad Than the Beach. Slide is cool. I'm thinking that maybe this album, I need some more time with it. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I don't need to put my stuff on shuffle. Every time I add new music, I got like a best of 2022 playlist and I'm like, I add it to that. And then I just put it all on shuffle. Maybe, Maybe that's what I need. I don't know. I'm just not really feeling it currently. I'm not.
Yeah.
And that's hard for me to say about Chris Brown. That kind of hurt my heart a little bit.
I'm not going to lie. I've never said
Yeah.
I was like, damn. I didn't know. I don't know. Maybe because I'm thinking about heartbreak on a full moon. But I don't know. How'd you feel?
How you feel, Mr. Wavy? What's up?
Yeah, I'm saying it's going to be a rotation. But I was like, okay. You know what I mean? Like, it's to the point you already know what to expect from Chris Brown. Sometimes, like, okay, you're going to give me the love songs. Yeah, bitches, you know what I mean? Like, I can fuck you, right? Okay, you don't got to be here. Leave your ass. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I get it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm going to put this... I wasn't impressed. It was just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But again, like, I probably had to live with it. I listened to the album like 2 times, and I was just like, it probably, same. I just got a majority, like I said, it's got to be I got to be in the right frame of mind. And also, like, I play the music when I'm driving somewhere too. Like a long distance drive, it kind of makes it
different sometimes.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I think that, just comparing Chris Brown to Chris Brown, this is probably not. It's not going to be the top 5 Chris Browns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, it's not going to make it top 5 albums. And when it's all said and done for his career, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, shit, currently, it's still not. But, you know. It is definitely going to be some radio hits on this, though, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, out of 10, I'm going 5.
I agree.
Maybe 4, actually.
A 5.
I'm going 4.
I'm going to do 6.
Okay.
Okay. 4, 5, 6. Right. Cool.
There we go. Man, cool, Chris, cool. I'm a big fan, dog, and I ain't going to never let nobody disrespect you. Believe that.
Oh, no. We ain't doing that.
So, we ain't going to never let nobody disrespect you. If I meet you, I still want to work with you one day.
But
this is just not my favorite yet. Maybe I have a Section 80 moment and... a couple months down the line, I'm like, what the fuck was I thinking? So, you never know.
Oh, yeah. It happens.
Yeah. So, all right, there go Chris Brown, Breezy, name of the album. Go ahead and check it out. I'm sure you have already by now. So, if you haven't, then go ahead. All right, y'all. This is the one. I'm going to take the lead on this one because I got some shit to say, man.
Okay.
All right, so... Lupe Fiasco, man. Look, Lupe Fiasco, a lot of y'all probably don't know that, but know this, but at one point, Lupe Fiasco was one of my favorite rappers. Around the time he came out with Kick Push, he had all these freestyles. I still, to this day, know all of the freestyles, word for word. Marty McFly freestyle, all of these freestyles, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, damn, this nigga cold. Like, I actually thought he was going to end up getting signed to Kanye, get signed to... Good Music, because they was doing work together and stuff like that. He from Chicago, and stuff like that. So fast forward, he drops Food and Liquor. I'm like, this album's amazing, which it is. It's a classic. Then he dropped something else and then Lasers. Damn, what was it? Let me go look. Let's find out. He dropped Food and Liquor, Lasers. It was something else. But after Food and Liquor, I started losing him because I was like, damn, he becoming like a conspiracy rapper. Like, where he just like, he always rapping about, extra like, nah, you're the government on your, nah, the government want to do this to you, which is all true, probably.
Yeah.
But he was on that. A lot. I kind of feel like him and Absol, I put them in the like same basket on the conspiracy raps. So I kind of fell off on Lupe. I just stopped really fucking with him. But I don't know what happened this time around. He dropped his album. It was the same week as Drake. And I added out like it's called Drill Music in Zion, and I'm like, that's an interesting title.
Yeah. Okay,
you know, let me just see what it's about. So I added it. I didn't get around to listening to it until probably like 2 weeks later. And then I'm driving away. I was like, let me just turn it on, see how it is. And then I was like, this is interesting. This is actually not bad. This is not bad at all. Like, it kind of made me remember why I used to like Lupe.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I'll say about the album. It's smart people music. It is not like, this is not some shit that you're going to just listen to. I mean, you can listen to it every day, but this is like a, this is some shit. You're going to have to look up some of the shit he's talking about. This is not, and right. I personally do like that type of music. So I realize everybody is not on that. So if this is not your type of thing, like you don't want to have to think too much. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying that to diss and nobody like, oh, you're not smart. No, no, no. Some people don't want to have to think that much while they listen to music, and I get that.
Yeah.
But this is definitely one of those albums where you're going to have to... I had to rewind one of these songs back so many times to understand what was happening. And it was like, damn, like, okay, let me go back. And then sometimes, like, I'll, like, Google something that he said, like, oh, wow, so that's who that is. Stuff like that.
So you're learning through his music.
Yeah, you learning through the music. And it's also, I feel like, one of them albums where you're going to come back or, like, you'll hear it again and then you'll pick something else up from it. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, shit. Oh, he meant this. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Right. Like, it's one of those things. So the album is called Drill Music in Zion, Lupe Fiasco. You got 2-3 features on here. Aisha Jaco, Naira. Oh, yeah, Naira. Okay. Mm-hmm. Naira, and she's featured on 2-3 songs. So they did some work together. That's pretty much it.
Mm.
All right. I'm going to tell you my favorite song right off the back. The one that caught my attention the most right off the back was Kiosk. I was listening to it, and I was like, ooh, this is a good little concept. I'm a sucker for a good concept.
Yeah.
Kiosk is a good concept. And the stuff he's talking about it is very true. It's like, oh, man, yeah, that middle of the mall jewelry, like, it's a very good concept. So that is my favorite song on the album.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just, I'm a sucker for a good concept. Kiosk is a good song. And it's honestly one of the best concept songs that I've heard in a long time. Like, because people don't really just, like, make songs. Well, Kendrick had. No, he ain't had no, like, real concept songs on that album, did he? Crown. Ooh, damn.
Yeah.
Never mind. Crown is an amazing song. Oh, my God. That's, okay, never mind. It's one of the best, though. Kiosk is definitely one of the best. And then Miss Mural. That is a good-ass song. It's a good storytelling song. And it's like a conversational song where he's speaking from both, you know, both perspectives. And, like, they're having a conversation. Good-ass song. Good-ass song. Those are, like, easily my two favorite songs. Unfolding Them is good. Unfolding Them is definitely a good song as well. Seattle was cool too, just because it was like a different, a little bit of a different style. But as like, if I just had to choose 2 or 3, Kiosk, Mural, Unfolding Them. Super good song. It's only 10 songs long. It's only 10 songs long, 41 minutes. So it's not a long listen. And when it was over, I was like, damn, it's over. And that's a good feeling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good feeling. I was like, oh, shit, it's over. Damn, okay. He could have had it. He could have had it one more song in there, maybe two. But he's talking about some shit. He's speaking on some shit, and I respect when people are speaking on shit that's not super popular or just having some type of concept, and you're not just rapping about the same old bitches, you know, money, clothes, cars. That's it. So to me, this is a good album, and I feel like a lot of people slept on it. Like, I ain't really seen nobody talking about it. I'm like, damn. He came out with a strong album on the same week as Drake. Yeah, Yeah, that's how it goes.
Like the real music, like where they're actually talking about some shit, it gets lost in translation every single time. It's crazy.
Yeah. It made me feel like, damn, maybe I should go back and listen to some other Lupe that I skipped on. Because I skipped on a lot of other Lupe. I skipped on a lot. And now I'm about to go back and be like, damn, let me see. Let me see what I've missed out on.
Yeah.
So. Who anybody else listen to it? I don't know.
I did. Okay, I got 3% of my phone. Sorry. So other than Kick Push and Superstar, that was the extent of my Lupe fiasco knowledge. I'm ashamed to say it after listening to this album because it was really good. I didn't really have any expectations going into the album. I was just like, okay, I'm going to see what it's about. But it was actually actually really good. And you know the album is good when it makes you want to listen to his other stuff. Because he's actually, you know, he's actually talking about something. And that's how I know my music taste is changing. Because like mainstream artist and all of that, I'm like, I'm okay. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't feel like, I don't feel like they're talking about anything. I feel like it's the same shit. So this album was definitely, you know, it was a relief. It was good. I liked it. The only song I think I really wasn't a fan of was Autoboto. Is that how you
Autoboto.
Say Autoboto. Autoboto. Yeah. I didn't really. I wasn't really feeling that one.
I feel you. Okay.
Yeah.
But,
man, really? Yes. I like Autoboto. Yeah. I don't know what it was. I'm just that guy. I liked it. Okay. I thought it was, you know, just some real shit. Let me go here. Where we at? But overall, like, I'm beyond same thing with India. Like Lupe, like he was like, if he had, if it was like on the radio or 106 and Park type deal, that's when I listened to it. But other than that, like, I really didn't have Lupe on like on my radar like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when Chris sent this to, I mean Dom sent this to us, it was just like, oh, okay, let me check you out, and it was dope. Like, this album was actually nice, and I enjoyed it. So, yeah, this is it. This will be on in rotation of my normal music.
Okay. Yeah. All right, well, out of 10, I'm going to get this a 7. No, I'm going to get this a 7.5. I'm going to get this an 8.
Okay, I'm going to give it a 7. I'm going to give it an 8.
I'm going to give it a 7.5.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it was just like a breath of fresh air because I'm like,
oh yeah,
it's so much stuff of like people not talking about nothing. The last thing we got of somebody talking about something was Kendrick having a message. It just but it's actually this
slim out there.
I ain't gonna lie, this has actually been an extremely good year for music.
Yeah, it may like go down in history. No, for this this year.
Honestly, the last 2 years may go down in history as one of the best, like, two hip-hop R&B years in history, honestly, because, like, we, in the span of the last 2 years, we got Drake twice, we got J. Cole, we got Kendrick, other people like Earth Gang, The Weeknd drop.
Jasmine Sullivan.
Beyonce, she dropping next month.
Rashad.
Like, this has been a Isaiah Rashad last year. Like, this has been a really strong 2 years as far as music go, and I think it's due to the pandemic, of course. But
that's perfect time. Well, I heard that thing like people were like, "What are you doing? You better be working." Like, people are at home now, so that's time to create. Like, bro, when you like, it was, you know, it's sad that we lost people during the pandemic, but it's like, it made people like, okay, you're already on your cell phone, but now it's like, okay, I'm at home. Like, I actually got time to indulge this more. So
absolutely.
Yeah. Saba. This is like, when I'm looking at this, this is actually crazy. Oh, the best R&B album this year was my guy, Lucky Day. I still can't get over it. I said that album wasn't good. I don't know what I was thinking. Bruno Mars, Anderson .Paak with the Silk Sonic. Like, gee, this has been a good year.
It has.
Yeah. All right, well, that's it. We at the end of the episode, y'all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank y'all for coming back, you know, to another episode of Mixed Emotions. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, share, comment in the comment section for sure. And that's pretty much it. That's all I got. Well, y'all have anything?
It's the Wavy Willis.
Okay.
I saw it.
Yeah. Don Morales. That's all I'm gonna say. No, I just said it.
It's your girl.
Okay. India.
Okay. All right.
It's your boy.
Don Morales.
All right. I don't trust none of y'all.
I don't either. The smell on his face, it kind of scared me a little bit. I ain't gonna lie. Because I was like, God damn it. Already. Yeah, I thought he did too. That's why I was like, Don Morales. Because I don't know.
Don't worry, bro. Like, that email, top tier. So, you know, don't worry.
Okay.
So I'm coming.
All right, we're gonna see. Let's mm-hmm. get into it. You know, I'm all about competition.
Oh yeah, I believe it. I got some stuff for the clips. I time stamped a few items that I got to post that. That's fine. All right,
Other than that, I mean, do y'all have anything else to add?
Hey, we love y'all, man.
Mm-hmm.
Episode 160, you know what I mean? Man, we doing it. You know what I mean? We still staying focused. We putting clips out, you know what I mean? Like, I know the algorithm, like Dom said, YouTube. I got to do a subscribe. You only got to watch the whole thing.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You can like it, subscribe. We would like you to leave comments if you want to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, because we know y'all listen. That's the thing. Like, we get the numbers, the reading. Like, oh, somebody, you know what I'm saying? Like, So, but now, yeah, we love y'all, man. Again, appreciate y'all. All
right. Yeah.
Anything, India?
Leave us reviews. If they ain't five stars, we don't want them.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Yeah,
because I will find you. Other than that, man, thank y'all for coming back and stay dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Got me laughing. I think I'm choking. This podcast, yes, the one I've chosen.
Holla.
Diamond wavy, always freaking joking. Turn the speaker way up. It's mixed emotions, and it's true. It be a whole lot of topics, and however they be feeling, yeah, you know they're gonna drop it. Hey. So today, maybe they feel some type of way, but with wisdom and experience, a lot of things have changed. Mixed emotions.